Well, I'm here at Stoke Pool in Lichfield today because I wanted to talk to you about a very interesting Lichfieldian called Thomas Day, who lived here in Lichfield from about 1770. And he lived in the house just at the far end of Stoke Pool, Stoke House, which is sort of next door to St Chad's Church. I'm just looking across the pool at it now, actually. The mist has cleared a bit today and I can just see it. It's a red brick Georgian house. He's not often mentioned in association with Lichfield, so I just wanted to tell you a bit about his life. He was a philosopher, very interested in the works of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and particularly his works on education. He wrote a book called Emile, which was particularly influential. Day was a member of the Lunar Society, so the kind of 18th century supper club, which was dedicated to science, and which had very prominent members such as Erasmus Darwin, who lived on Beacon Street in Lichfield, and Matthew Boulton, James Watt, Joseph Priestley, Josiah Wedgwood. Day had particularly strong views on women, and the famous Lichfield poet Anna Seward remarked that he was always railing against the faults of women. He had very high standards for the woman he was going to marry. He was always sure he wanted to get married, even at the age of 21. He knew he wanted to get married, but he wanted a strong, courageous woman, a woman like one of the Spartan wives. You know, he had very high standards. And it was a problem for Thomas Day because there weren't a lot of these sort of women available at the time. So he decided on an amazing and quite worrying social experiment. He was actually going to invent the perfect wife. So his story begins before he moves to Lichfield. He decides to adopt an orphan girl from an orphanage in Shrewsbury, and he called her Sabrina after the River Severn. And he also went to the famous Foundling Hospital in London, and he adopted another girl about the same age who he called Lucretia. And the deal was that he had to promise not to violate their innocence. He had to promise to make sure they're well set up. Like the one that he didn't marry, he would have to place in a trade, you know, and give her a certain amount of money. And then the other one he would marry, but if he didn't, he would have to place her in a good family and give her a certain amount of money. So that was the deal. So he, before coming to Lichfield, he decided to take the girls to France. The trip was an absolute disaster. The girls were sick. They had chicken pox. They argued. A Frenchman was a bit too forward with one of the girls, and Day had to challenge him to a duel. Day's boat sank. You know, everything that went wrong, you could go wrong, went wrong. So Day then decided to come back to England, and he deposited Lucretia with a milliner in London because he decided she was too stupid to follow his instructions. And he carried on with Sabrina, and he took her to Lichfield. And this is about 1770, where he decided he wanted to be close to his friend Erasmus Darwin. So Sabrina, poor Sabrina, she had to have hot wax dripped on her arms, see if she would be courageous enough, but she screamed and cried. He shot at her petticoats with a revolver, she screamed, and Day told her that he was suffering from a terrible illness and that nobody should know, and she obviously told everybody. So she was a complete disappointment to him. And thankfully for poor Sabrina, Day decided to deposit her in a boarding school in Sutton Coldfield, which she did. She grew up to be a very pretty, very well-liked girl who often came back to Lichfield, often stayed with the Darwins, and ended up having a very, very happy life.